We have been researching smart antennas on behalf of the Austrian PTT, and they were interested in the capacity gain that could be gained by adaptive antennas. We have recently done a simulation on a GSM type system, not exactly GSM, but let's say according to the standard in most respects. And what we found out that if we have a minimum C over I of 15 dB, you could go down to a cluster size of 1 with smart antennas. And this, of course, would mean a tremendous improvement, not only in capacity, but also in the ease of frequency planning. You could do away with all these different frequency planning problems. Of course, what you have to do and what you have to consider and what you trade off in a way is that your channel assignment and strategies would be much more complex, and you would have to have intra-cell handover. So this is the price you pay for less frequency planning issues. But you know, frequency planning has to go away anyway. I mean, if we want to have flexible services and flexible networks that evolve by themselves, you don't want to re-plan your network anytime you put a new base station in.
Mm-hmm. Cluster size is 1 for a GSM-like system. We have to compare that to the existing 7 or 9 frequency pattern?
Well, actually, it's much higher. It's 9 nominally, and sometimes it's 12. And in effect, many operators work with much more effective cluster sizes.